was that?
You've got an agenda and some other materials in front of you, I see that, I hope, there?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so where we're at today is, today officially, I'm looking at my calendar here, is day 66 of the session. The big deal today was the revenue forecast. And it essentially was flat. I thought it was going to be, I thought they were going to have a bigger hole, but they were essentially told it was flat. So
that's good.
From a budgetary standpoint, that's good news.
Yep. We could have afforded our bill then.
What's that?
We could have afforded our economic development bill then.
That is absolutely correct, Mr. Watson. And we'll be sure to make that argument next year.
No, we want do-overs.
Yeah. But, anyway, so yeah, they're flat. The next dates that matter are April 3rd is the next cutoff. That's the policy committee cutoff for opposite house bills. So they're doing, we're back at that point where we're in hearings all day. And then as we get to that April 3rd policy committee cutoff, which is followed a week later by the opposite house fiscal committee cutoff, the Senate Republicans or the Senate coalition is going to put their budget out first. And it was supposed to come 5 to 10 days after today, after the revenue forecast. So obviously they were waiting to see just how much they were going to be up or down. And like I said, I think everyone thought they were going to be down a good chunk. In fact, I think a couple weeks ago when we talked, I thought it would be closer to the $500 million number. So that tells you how I can pick lottery numbers. But anyway, so from a budget writing standpoint, I assume this is good news in the sense that it makes their task, though not easy, a little bit easier.
Agreed.
To do. So that's kind of where we're at. On next on your agenda, you've got the crossing legislation that's still alive, except for House Bill 1288 has died since the last time we'd spoken. That was the one that Representative Mueller had. That essentially was the goal there was to make them have to use local steel.
Did die in rules? Where did die?
Died in rules.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Died in rules. So 5088 then, of course, was the sub-district removal, essentially the sub-district statute that sits in House Transportation. It has not gotten a hearing scheduled yet, and quite frankly, I don't anticipate it to get one.
Which one? 5088?
That's 5088, yes.
So you don't expect the House for Cliburn to give it a hearing?
I don't. We will see next week's hearing schedule come out here in the next couple, 3 hours. And actually, but that bill gets the extra week because of the fiscal committee cutoff is longer.
Gotcha.
And then the last one is the bonds for the CRC. Both those bills still sit in their respective committees, and I don't anticipate them to get hearings either, but I will leave it on the list until... I think I should take it off.
That was Cleveland and Moeller's like Plan B bills?
Exactly, okay. Yes. So the next item then you've got is a list of requests / priorities. And what I would like to do with this document, if you are all comfortable with it, or the two of you, I guess, are comfortable with it, is to distribute this to our delegation. I've got meetings set with pretty much the entire delegation in the next 5 to 7 days, a number of which are a couple of Commissioner Stewart tomorrow, when I'm assuming you're still coming up.
I am.
Can you do me a favor then? Will you grab like 50 to 100 pages of the county's letterhead? Because I'd like to put this list on the letterhead.
Wait. So are you talking about the WASAC shared priorities list?
No. This is a different one.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Or not the shared revenue letter?
No, not the shared revenue letter. It's a different list of just Clark County projects.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll get some letterhead.
The first item on it is, well, it says 2013 request, budget request, the last is the first.
Yeah, they have it.
Or do we not have that
one? We have it. I'm looking at it now. Sorry.
Hey, Mike, did you already talk about the shared revenue letter with the
board? No, that'll be next. Okay. That fits with this document.
Okay.
We already did that, but go ahead.
And so, but anyway, these are some, you know, the capital budget requests and Chalachi could be transportation or capital. And then those two other projects that have been communicated to me to be board priorities. Mm-hmm. And then next item there, you see the state shared revenues. That's why I gave you the shared revenue letter. And again, the news on the budget today makes that sound a little bit better in terms of your ability or our ability to hold on to those. those shared revenues that flow to you.
Good.
And then at the bottom is standalone legislation that in one shape or form you all as a board have directed me to be supportive of. This list is by no means the be-all end-all. I'm happy to add other bills, but legislators like lists. I have distributed the same list or a similar type of list on behalf of Spokane County, and I've had a really good reception from all of their legislators. They really like getting the list.
Can you put one addition to this, Mike?
Of course.
And it's always helpful for me, too, not just for legislators, is put the position after each one, for each one of these bills.
Okay, everything on here is pro, so... as far as I can tell.
So can you just put standalone legislation we support or something like that?
Yeah, okay. I can make that change. But my point was then on you bringing up some letterhead, I'd like to put it on the county's letterhead instead of it just being on a piece of paper. I don't feel the need that the commissioners have to sign it or anything.
Is that okay with you with that?
But I think the implication is there that if I'm handing it out on the letterhead that that works.
Okay.
How many sheets do you want?
Oh, just if he can bring a bundle of like 50 to 100, just throw some in a brown envelope or something, and I'll grab them from you tomorrow
morning. Just give me a ream of
those will be charged 10 cents a piece to your firm.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Well, that's cool. I'll fill it right back to the county.
Overhead.
At 15 cents, no doubt.
Yeah, you're right. There will be a markup handling fee. And then the way this fits then, of course, with the shared revenue, I've listed off some of those. Those same revenues are reflected in the letter.
Yep.
And did you all sign that letter already and send it back in?
It's it was circulated for signature. I don't know if it got sent.
Here's where it's at. Commissioner Stewart's already put his signature on the WASAC collective letter. Tomorrow I will be rabbiting around the signatory block for all of our local electeds tomorrow and Friday. So that should be really fun for me.
Okay. I just didn't want Commissioner Stewart to be embarrassed at Legislative Steering Committee tomorrow that his county hadn't done it yet.
Dude, I had it circulating last week, so I was ahead of the game.
And I didn't misspeak, did I? You gave your okay to put it on your name on the WASAC one.
Yeah, we did two things. I already gave my okay to put my name on the WASAC Ledge Steering List. And I brought to our last board time or two board times ago.
Last week.
Yeah, last week at board time, I brought the shared revenue letter and asked the board if it was okay if we sent it. And they put signature blocks for all of, the signature blocks for all of our elected officials. It's circulating for signature, meaning Axel circulating.
So I talked to Josh on the conference call on Friday and said if we get it out this week, is that a big... He said it doesn't matter. It's all good if we just get it out with those. And, of course, Holly had to correct it, so that took some time because she wasn't satisfied with the...
All right. So I will. I don't want to make you embarrassed of us, Mike, so...
You're the one that was going to have to look at your colleagues and say, hey. So, no, that's good. You guys are tracking on it, obviously, then. So that kind of is a moot point then.
Yep.
And then just the last item I had is a couple weeks ago when we talked, Commissioner Madore had expressed specific interest on jobs legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around and looked, and you'd be shocked at the lack of a consolidated list of jobs legislation. You would think actually the state's Economic Development Association would have one of those lists, but they did not. But I stumbled upon this one, and it's a list. It is a partisan list. It comes from the Senate Majority Caucus or the Majority Coalition, but it's a pretty good consolidated list of the types of jobs legislation that are floating around. If you look at some of the items on there, I don't want to say they're a reach that they're jobs legislation, but I think you'll know what I mean when you read them, that there's kind of a loose affiliation or a loose link there. But some of them are bigger and broader than others. That was information, again, I wanted to provide to Commissioner Madore because he had a particular interest in it, and we had exchanged an email or two about some other bills that were floating around, but wanted to get this to him for his purview and obviously for the rest of you as well.
Hey, Mike, I don't think we have that list. I printed the stuff you sent me, but
sorry, this was the link then, Axel, that was in the email.
All right, sorry. I didn't print it for the board.
We'll get it and take a look at it.
Yeah, just and like I said, more than anything, it was because Commissioner Madore asked about it, so there you go.
Okay.
Same guy that didn't get the signatures didn't get it out.
Fire that guy.
So I guess I'll just go forward with distributing this list tomorrow, Commissioner Stewart, with you with me to the meetings I have with our local folks. I think I have two tomorrow.
Good.
And we'll just kind of go from there and kind of wait to see what the budget looks like when it comes out and see how just good or bad it is for local government and counties in particular.
Sounds good. You have anything else for us, Mike?
I don't, unless you all are hearing of other things that are floating around. I mean, it's probably not. It's oddly quiet up here. By comparison from when you both were up here, you would probably be a little surprised. It's just kind of dead right now.
It's the killing season.
You know what it is? It kind of reminds you of 49-49.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you're exactly right. You know, a lot of stuff just kind of died away. Stuff wasn't even tried because they knew that the house would kill it or vice versa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing
so,
wrong with that.
Last week's Wednesday was the cutoff. Wednesday afternoon was the cutoff, and it was... there was no real 5 o'clock bills. They did one, but it wasn't anything hugely controversial. In fact, the House adjourned at like 4:45.
Wow.
They did their 5 o'clock bill starting at 4, and we're done.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Kelly?
I just want to give you a couple of heads up. First of all, on that idea of amending the constitutional Article 8, Section 8 to include cities and counties.
Right.
So the words in there that are probably most pertinent for us are industrial development, and Brent Grenning with the Port of Ridgefield said he'll check with their attorneys to find out exactly what those authorities amount to, so we'll get more definition as to what those capabilities would be. The other thing is just so you know, the 15-year sales tax credit extension that the PFDs are seeking, that didn't fly this year. They're going to be convening as a statewide association in Kitsap County on May 13th to sort of strategize about how to make that successful next year.
I think then, I don't know, Kelly, if you can communicate this to them, but they need to
I'll be there.
Some sideboards on it.
Yep. Okay.
There was... I'm paraphrasing here. This is all second, third hand that I'm hearing this, but from what I understand, the PFDs did not want to put maybe some performance measures or metrics or I don't know whatever the buzzword is, you know, on whether or not a tax break or credit is working, and they need to contemplate that. And I know they're lobbyists well, and I know that was part of something he wanted to do, so I'm assuming that will be part of the discussion when you all meet. But just keep that in mind.
Good. All right. Thanks.
And then, Representative Pike had sent you all an email about the I think Commissioner Stewart had drove from your comment about silly things that the county has to do.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm working with her staff on that.
Well, it's actually Commissioner Milkey's or the silly permits. That's
okay.
From that.
Well, anyway, I talked to her this week, and she's rearing to go, but she obviously understands from a timeline standpoint this is something we need to do this summer and work, get our list together. And I told her I would write her up a plan for a calendar that she would have. She needs to do things and that the county would commit to doing things to.
Cool.
In terms of when those deliverables would be together, and then going and meeting around the state with the correct legislators, because she's now grasping the concept that you got to get these bills, you know, worked with the committee chairs during the interim, and so we certainly have an open door to use her for that, and it would be a mistake, in my opinion, not to. So.
Sounds good.
There we go.
Excellent. Anything else for Mike, from anybody?
I do. Washington State constitutional change, 2/3 majority. Benton had something going on there. What is it? Do you know?
Well, yeah, he's had it. So they've had, of course, a constitutional amendment legislation, which is that a house? What is that? A concurrent resolution? I don't know the technical. I can't remember the technical letters that go in front of the number. But yes, the Senate did discuss those things. But the reality is, Commissioner Milkey, that the House just isn't going to go there.
Okay.
Short of, I don't believe you can amend the state constitution going straight to the voters. You got to go through the legislature first. They need the 2/3 vote with the legislature and a simple majority vote with the voters, I believe.
Yeah, I think I understand to go through the Senate, through the House, not go to the governor.
Right, but it does need a 2/3 vote in both bodies, and they don't have the numbers to do that. You need, frankly, neither the House or the Senate. They did receive committee hearings on those, and I believe some of the measures might have passed into the Rules Committee, but again, as I understand, it only requires a simple majority to get a committee, but then to get off the floor, 2/3 vote, and their votes just are not there.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, this is Glenn. Just one last question for you. Is there anything shaking that I should be worrying about on pensions, that they've done anything to them?
No, well, Glenn, I think you should let's watch when the budgets come out and see what's going on and see what's at play there. Because you'll have to help me through this, but that's where some of the I don't know if reimbursement rates are the right way to say that, but that's where a lot of those things will show their face, won't they?
Well, you know, yes. Well, it depends on what the legislature adopts. I don't know if they're thinking again of not adopting the recommended rates, and I think they're committed for quite a while right now, but I could be wrong. I could be out of cycle on that. So I just wanted to know if there was that, and then there was talk about putting everybody in a 401 and all that crap.
Well, some of that stuff, yeah, there's been legislation introduced to go to a defined contribution plan. That's floating out there. Had the budget numbers been worse today, I think the whole left one, left two merger thing would have been, you know, kicked around again, because it is a big chunk of money that the legislature looked at last year but ultimately did not do. So there may be some nibbling around the edges, but again, with the revenue forecast today, I don't know that there's going to be the urgency to do what would be kind of some drastically different, pretty controversial cost savings when it comes to the retirement plan.
Good. This is what I thought. I just needed a little validation. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks
a lot, Mike. Hey, and if you have anything that you need from me, I am coming up, like after this meeting, I'm going to go put my stuff together and head north. So call me on my cell if you need anything.
Okay. I have a dinner tonight, so I'll just most likely just see you in the morning.
Sounds good.
Then if you can bring that packet up, I'll grab it from you and go from there.
You got it.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks,
bye.
Mike. All right.
How can they combine one and two?
Not first one and two, left one
and
two.
Oh,
left one and two. How can they do that?
Well,
because it's a big difference.
They wouldn't treat the plans separately. People would still get the same benefits. What they would do is they would pull them together as a single plan with different plateaus of benefit. But what happens is it's a huge cash infusion that you can't otherwise get at. The left one has a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get at that surplus any other way unless the last left member dies.
Hey, Beth, is Mark around?
They combine with another plan.
Okay, thank you.
That's what
I'm
Then they can get a cash.
So left two might be able to use that?
It's not left two that needs it.
What they want,
it's the general fund. So what the ledge would do is they would take all that cash in, and then they would lower their payments to left two.
Whoa.
How much is cash in?
Oh, a billion. Maybe a little more.
There's your education reform.
I love playing with pensions. Billion here, billion there.
Billion there, yeah. Who cares?
Promises out the window.
Yikes. All right. Mark's gone for the day. I know. Sorry.
Yeah, sounds like a lot.
You get another week.
Yeah. The story is, I think Fred... is accepting our offer, and he was as much concerned with having a job for more than a couple of years than the salary. So the salary is just part of it, and he was looking at $70,000 in 3 or 4 years, knowing that he'd have a job up here, no contract.
So what's your suggestion of how to move forward, Tom?
I'm waiting. We sent him down an email. He just wanted to see it in writing, and he was supposed to respond last night to Mark.
Okay, so it's between Mark and Fred right now.
I think we're 80-90% Fred.
Okay. So my request, I guess, then is if you've kind of, it sounds like you've done what you can and need to do on it. Can we now just leave it, put it in? You know, I'm cool with them talking and seeing if we can figure something out that's mutually agreeable.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, let go of it. Let Mark and Bill and those guys deal with it at this point.
Well, we have an agreement with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if they can get, you know, it's up to them then to say, can we get an agreement that works for everybody, you know, that works for Brad and works for, you know.
I think we already have that. And nobody was here, and I ran around and talked to Medora.
Mm-hmm.
And Medora, this guy wants some reassurance that he's going to have a job for a few years here, and this is what he's talking about accepting. And David said, okay, I can support you on that.
Okay, so, but not without, how would you do that without having a contract?
He just wanted something more than verbal over the phone. And I said, I will go talk to another commissioner and reaffirm it. And I talked to Medora, and I ran back to see Mark McCulley. I said, Mark, we have an agreement.
Okay, so they're working out the details of...
Yeah, and just basically, those two items. You just want to know where he's going to start that he was going to have a job for more than just 1 year. He's a little gun shy after hopping around this
Understood. Okay, cool. I'm good. All right. Freeholder resolution. We got an email from the other elected officials.
Oh, I had fun with that.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the email.
I blind copied.
But you didn't come to the meeting. Come to the meeting. Yeah, there were a number of elected officials.
No, none of the three commissioners.
Going David there?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought I said he was there.
Nope.
Mm-mm, no. So I talked with them. They were at the State of the City. Weber and Van Nortwick and Lasher were there. So they all cornered me, and we were talking about it. And what they're asking for is, like, that we get together and have a conversation with the commissioners and them and talk about what is the vision of what we're trying to accomplish here, get a little education for David so he gets up to speed on it, and kind of figure out next steps from that. That's the request.
Yeah.
They're good?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Kimsey and Weber are in that same position.
Well, I saw Weber.
Kimsey and Weber, you mentioned two. There were four elected officials there.
I all five. All of the
stuff. Well, I saw three. I mentioned three.
Yeah. Kimsey was here.
Kimsey was there?
At the elected officials breakfast.
Oh, it's the elected officials breakfast. No, I'm just... The
well,
three
that's where I came from.
I get it, but the three I mentioned are the ones I saw at State of the City. That's why I mentioned them.
Doug sent the email.
Yeah.
And so I kind of piled on.
It's always
on.
Fun that way.
I just kind of piled
it
on.
Is always, but yeah, the How ones who that? Asked me were Van Nortwick and Weber, and then Lasher was kind of over their shoulder.
How do you want to do that?
Good question.
What?
Any suggestions?
Have the conversation. You want to do it at a work session? You want to do it in here?
We can do it in here.
Yeah, let's do it in here. Let's do it in here. It doesn't need to be a workshop.
Board I really yeah. Don't have it. Did you tell her?
Yeah, it was funny. I liked it. That was great. All right. That makes sense?
Mary, yeah.
Okay.
Mary's not here.
So providing links on county website, and Commissioner Medora's not here either. And so while we're getting that together, the more I thought about it, you made a comment, and it blew right past me last week, because you said something about, well, you still got your campaign header on that thing. On your Facebook page, you said to me, I thought you were saying to me, you still have your campaign, picture or header on your Facebook page that you're using or something like that. I forget what you said, but it kicked off in my mind that actually the public page that David uses is his campaign page.
Right.
And you can't do that.
That's what Mary's afraid of.
Yeah, I know. And so we got to get those sideboards that you guys talk through with us about and saying, hey, if you're going to have a Facebook page that's your public page, here's the requirements for it. You can't be doing politics. You can't be
a page. In fact,
you have a personal one. You don't have public.
All it says is that Tom Mielke and...
Yeah, you don't do anything with it. I know. I don't get updates.
Someone else even put my picture on there.
Nice.
Terrible
that's
picture.
About right. It wasn't a great picture. I got to be honest. Yeah, agreed.
I didn't ever give you how much I work with it.
But anyway, if he wants to link, then we need to make sure that he knows that you can't. Like, his Facebook page as it exists is not legal for us to link to.
Because
it's his campaign page.
Right.
All right. Humane Society contract. So David got the information he wanted, and he had said, look, as long as I get the information, there's no red flags, I'm good with signing the two-year.
And you know the problem I'm having with the two-year is that their escalating costs are going up substantially every year. And I think if we put them on a one-year contract, they might be more acceptable to something less.
Well, their costs are still...
They're headed toward $170. And we're at $135.
I forget what the numbers were for next year and the year after that.
Isn't that more reflecting actual costs?
It is. It is. But the question is
their actual cost and their choice of how long they hold the animal.
Well, and remember, we only pay for the 3 to 5 day that's they pay for anything above and beyond that. Remember, they said that in our hearing.
That's what they're saying. They're looking, this is my overhead.
$132.50. It's going from $120 to $132.50 for 13 and $145 to $14.
Mm-hmm.
And this is over a four biennium period.
We've already
put the money in the budget, and that's what we basically negotiated with them.
I have an unsustainable budget.
Mr. Madore.
We know that, and it's totally. I get that, but this is something. This is something that I mean. If you come back next year, it's always the thing is like, well, the 142 isn't up to their amount that they actually have to pay. So then we have to renegotiate, and they say, well, actually, the amount is 175, and that's how much, you know. And we had negotiated with them that we ramp it up over time to get there because we couldn't jump up that
much. I would like to see between now and next year the cost that we looked at before. For doing animal control ourselves.
Oh God! No way.
Well, I'd like to build it again.
We never did it. Well, we never looked at building our own.
And the reason I say that is we'd probably put it out at the fairgrounds, and but we can't have escalating costs at this rate.
You don't want to be killing doggies either.
No, this is cheap.
Well, but and even and if we
then maybe we should contract with somebody else.
So they're getting part of their money.
Who, Commissioner?
Well, hold on. So they're getting part of their money right now from philanthropy, right? The amount that we're even at the 175,
because that's what Humane Society was.
Totally,
they actually operate on donations.
Agreed.
When donations went down, they come to us.
Well, we always paid some, but not everything that we cost.
Yeah.
If we do it ourselves, we can't. We're not a 501c3. If we do it ourselves, we're paying that full cost. There's no subsidy from philanthropy as it has been with Humane Society. It's all on us. And there has been no indication that I've seen that for that 3 to 5 day stay that you got to do, that we're going to be able to do it for less. And that's all we're really paying for.
And that was it. I've got to do. I don't know if we have to do. In fact, they actually said themselves, in some cases, they only do like 3 days. I just thought that we would have a little bit more say so rather than going for a long term contract.
Well, 2 years is not long term. It's basically the term of our budget that we've already budgeted the money for. So it's affordable, it's doable, and it's basically what the prior board agreed to when they sent out the letter 2 years ago saying what their conditions were and what how.
Yeah. Yeah, it went from $70, didn't they?
And they sold us that.
Yeah,
and it was ramped up to 170. Mm-hmm. That's what they told us in front of.
And it stinks. I mean, I ain't lying.
We knocked off. We did. Remember, it was your comment that we knocked off the CPI.
Okay, guys.
Remember?
There's a whole bunch of stuff we cut in the budget, I guess.
It was your suggestion we cut the CPI off, and we did. So we told them, we're not going to give you a CPI. We'll give you the base rate, but we're not going to give you a cost of living increase on that. And that was your suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do not have agreement, doesn't sound like, to bring the two to you.
I talked about it. Has anybody talked to Humane Society?
The rest of the story is they have specifically, in meeting with Mr. Madore, he went out there to the place, and he was very satisfied, and he specifically asked them, what do you want? And they said, we want a two-year contract. So while they haven't refused to sign the contract yet, their desire, and Paula Scarpelli validated it in a phone call to them that I had him make, that they would like to have the two-year contract.
So here's what I'm asking, I guess, for the purpose of, since David isn't here, is bring it back to hearing, and then if you want a one-year, you know, make the amount and see if we can, you know, hash it out. But is that okay?
Yeah.
Then we at least get it done.
Bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back with the two-year, and then we'll either amend it to make it a one-year or not have the votes to make it a two-year, but then we'll at least deal with it.
Okay.
Get it done.
Very good.
Either way. DES work session.
I met with the staff is ready. Commissioner Mielke asked that we do kind of what's the status of DES? I got that right. They're ready to do that in a work session. I reviewed their outline. Very well done.
Oh, cool.
And the presumption is we have that work session. If the commissioners are all in accord, give me the direction to start recruitment for the director. If you agree with the direction.
God forbid.
So that's what your direction that you want from the work session that we have.
Yeah.
I got a draft of job description for that position. Have you gotten that from Madore?
From Madore? No.
Yeah.
David drafted something?
Yeah.
From what?
Oh, well, he gave me, he doesn't want some kind of a bureaucrat in the environmental bureaucrat, as he called it, and we had a discussion about that. about what he can, what that was, as far as I was concerned, and I didn't really understand it. We don't hire bureaucrats; we hire highly qualified people in department head positions.
Yeah.
And what he has praised me for hiring who I hired.
I want a manager in there. I don't want someone. I just want a manager.
That's what we always try to get.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah. So whatever drafts are floating around out there.
No, it's just an email that basically gives basic characteristics of the things he wants to see in any new director, which I concur with.
Okay, so work session and then direction to begin the process. Yeah. Then what we want to see, we would want to make sure we funnel into
Absolutely.
A draft job description. That we all can then look at and say,
there
yeah, this will
There wasn't a lot of changes, I remember.
Okay. It was
a rough draft penciled and...
Got it. Okay,
and,
cool. All right, so work session.
So, what's the general census down there?
About?
Direction.
They think they're moving in a positive direction. They think they can adjust to the realities of fiscal constraints, but feel that the mission is a sound one, that the board has put them on the direction that they're going, and they feel that they're doing a fairly good job. And they would like to hear the board's...
Are there some ideas for, like, organizational adjustments or something, you know, stuff like that?
I think they're looking for the board to hear
Remember, we said, go talk to the people and say, we did this reorganization. Is it working? Are there ways that you would adjust it to be more effective?
I think we're halfway through it or something.
Okay, so I'd love to hear that as part of that work session.
And then direction, some of the direction that we were talking about was the things that we were still in trouble with the DOE and that the tree planting plan was one of those that didn't give us the return that we expected. That's the state's lack of promise or whatever. And if we don't do that, what are we going to do?
Right.
And the other thing is capital construction. What are we going to do? We keep talking about these designs. Mm-hmm. And we had the same issue with the roads department. We've been talking for 2-3 years about redesigning these stormwater facilities. Now, I had a discussion with one of the guys that designs those, and he said, well, it has to do with state design. And I said, well, I want you to bring me that WAC. I want to see the WAC myself.
So that's...
Because I think we're creating a problem that we don't have, mm-hmm. and a good example is 119th and 50th. They're going to go in there and build a long pond, and they were talking about making that retention pond, to hold water. I said, wait a minute, I've got no problem there now. So we're going to add non-pervious surface to there. So we could possibly have an issue there. So why don't we make a swale and see if we have a problem? Apparently that soil right there is really pervious. He was trying to say, well, yeah, it's supposed to filter down between the grass blades, and when it gets down to the other end, and then it goes back in through this other thing. Yeah, wait a minute now. You're talking about putting it back into the pipe. I said, I want to recharge the aquifer. And I said, my God, I said, I live out there on 1 acre plot with my well and my septic system both.
Right.
And I said, I hope they'll think I have pure water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're getting this idea, where this direction is, and I'd like to see the WAC that they're following.
Okay. So, all right, and that's the kind of goals and direction that we can give them in that work session.
Yeah, because it hasn't been happening.
Okay.
There or the road department.
So we need to find out what are the barriers to that happening.
Right.
Good. Okay. Anything else on that work session that we can kind of to prepare for that? Okay. All right. Legal opinion regarding mail-in ballots.
In process.
Process. Okay. Staff support of advisory boards and committees. We received a report from you on that. I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Have you had a chance to read that report that Bill did on how staff gives support to our advisory boards and commissions? You know, the amount of time and what they do for the ones. You haven't got through it either.
It must be in that pile of stuff.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right, we'll get back to that then. Commissioner stuff. State Parks Proclamation. Oh, somebody had asked us to do a State Parks Proclamation. This was from Steve Milner from Washington State Parks and Recreation Commission. asking that Clark County Commissioners issue a resolution honoring Reed Island, Paradise Point, and Battleground Lake State Parks. The Parks and Rec Commission is celebrating its 100th anniversary on March 19th. And this person said, I know that the Rangers, support staff, and volunteers at the parks would appreciate recognition of the contributions that these parks have made to the community. So that's the request. Okay? All right, cool. There you go.
Long, long life there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I said in the meeting we'd follow up on that because, you know, it was brought up, and I know that Commissioner Medora's talked about that. It seems like something all three of us should be here to talk about is, because, I mean, you know this, and I know this, that... Sure. I mean, we've never had lifeguards at any other place, other than, you know, and we got lots of water. So, do we? Are we going to have them at all of them? Are we going to have one of them? None of them?
One of the things I heard that we do have life
we do
vests there,
yes.
And they hardly ever use them.
Yes,
they're just like new.
Yep.
And then someone said something about mandating, like,
yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute, I don't want to go there unless we go back and mandate it for Fine Line Park.
Right.
So we might go back and ask. Jim, what's your last name? Jim.
Good grief. Now,
so Jim, do you want to go ahead and mandate Klein Line Park for life preservers?
Right.
You make it sound like, wow, how many people, you have a bunch of people died. So.
Yeah, I mean, it happens every once in a while, and it's one of those things that, you know, certainly providing the life preservers is a good idea. It was $70,000 that we'd have to pay to, you know, reinstitute the lifeguard program there.
We don't still have it?
A lifeguard?
No.
A lifeguard. Oh, you mean the lifeguard?
Yeah, the lifeguard. No, the lifeguard. Yeah, the lifeguard, okay. To reinstitute that was $70,000, and I don't know how many more chunks of money we have to spend. But as far as providing them, we can have that conversation with Commissioner Medora.
What do you want me to do with that? Bring it back?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to do?
The parking thing?
No. On the climb on life, on lifeguards.
We'll bring it back.
Okay. That's fine.
Do
you want to discuss it in the budget? In Camp Omnibus budget?
Yeah, that's April, right? Yeah. We can talk about it as part of the Omnibus in April?
Talk about it here at board next week.
Okay. All right. We'll just bring it back to board time.
We may not go that far. I mean, I'm not in favor of any more offering it.
Yeah.
And maybe we ask for a volunteer. We ask Jim to go out there to issue them.
Yeah. No, and I'm with you. So, yeah, it may not go to the Omnibus.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right. Parking for Southwest Washington Board of Health.
Commissioner Medora has meetings here. When he hosts the Southwest Washington Behavioral Health RSN meetings, he wants the ability for people who are unable to pay for parking to have free parking to attend the meetings when they're held here in this facility, which is every 3 months.
Is that a late meeting?
I don't know. When is the meeting?
It's usually like 2 to 4.
Oh, 2 to 4.
So what about people that come to our hearings that say they can't pay for parking?
I'm just bringing it up.
I was going to go on my list of stuff. I had extending the parking time. We took away some of those where the electric plug-ins are. Mm-hmm. That used to be like a 2-hour parking.
Okay.
We took those away. We put those there. And I don't know if we added more 2-hour parking. That would be the
only
thing.
We added more meters.
So
that was 2 years ago.
We don't pay that much attention, though.
Well, we just put the electric things in. And all the 2-hour parking was at that end. So where's the other 2-hour parking?
You mean meters?
Yeah. 2-hour.
Yeah, the 2-hour meters.
The other ones are
I don't know where the separation is. I'm sorry. I don't know where the separation is.
We can ask Mark about
can
that.
Can we add more? Can we switch out some 30s for 2-hour ones? Good question.
And I think it was at that end, it was for the ballot workers, I think, originally.
Right.
But I don't know, maybe our meetings were getting short again. I don't know.
I like 2-hour meters, and that means 2-hour meetings, so that's good. If it's not a 5-hour meeting, then you don't have to.
I can do a 2-hour meeting. I can't do 4 and 5.
I'm with you. All right.
What do you do with that?
So go look and see if we can turn 30-minute meters into 2-hour meters.
And that's your answer to this?
Are you all about giving?
I unless they want to bring me their income tax returns, I'm not sure we can afford that. They drove a car in here, right?
Yep.
I hope they got insurance.
Yep.
I don't want to pay for insurance.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right. Other things from commissioners. So, Commissioner Mielke?
Invocation guidelines.
Oh, we're not going, so not staff reports yet. So, anything from us, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, just consider adding some longer time there.
I like that. It's a good idea.
The other thing, ever since that we had that personnel issue here, and the newspaper is here, we're getting all kinds of inquiries as to what's on our computers about the Burgess and Robin.
They're digging, man. I know.
And digging. And all personnel, I would think all personnel issues should be during an executive session. But when I asked you about it, you said, I checked with the attorney. The attorney said, well, I'd like to request it from now. All personnel matters.
It depends on what it is, Commissioner. It depends on what it is. What you asked for was to put him back into a lead position. That's not executive session stuff.
Well, it's a personal matter that included other things. And the issue came up. So why did we get here? So we got here because the problem, in my opinion, started at a higher level.
So how about this? If we're dealing, if it's a personal issue that you wanted to deal with, I guess what we're asking, Bill, is for the future. If we say, hey, this is what we want to talk about, and we say, this is something we think is executive session, instead of our asking the attorney and just saying, no, that's not executive session, saying, what type of conversation would be allowed and appropriate in executive session that would get to where we're trying to go? You see what I'm saying?
Well, you saw what happened.
To help problem solve.
You saw what happened. It's all of a sudden where we've been in 2 weeks of people nosing. Asking for public records,
that's not fair, because what that is, and I have to report to all three of you since we don't have press here. I can ask Francine to come up to advise you that all the information on all three of those people, because of the Colombian's inquiry, not because of what happened at that non-executive session, it's because of what the Colombian has asked for relative to the whole Kevin Gray issue, and that's all. It's going to be delivered to the Colombian on the 29th. I've reviewed it with Francine, and it's going to be very damaging.
But they have they talked about it, what's public and what's not, and all of that?
Yeah.
All right.
There's been two attorneys on it, Volkman and for Potter. Now, I can have Francine come up. We have a memo that basically outlines the kind of things that are going to be released and what will be given to the Colombian and what won't be.
So we need to talk about that ahead of time as to, yeah.
The 29th, which is...
You got to be careful what you open up a can of worms, because right now...
We did not open the can of worms. The Colombian did.
Well, there's a reason why they went searching. And they smelled something, and they started digging and putting things together. And we could be opened up to a little libel here
big
ourselves.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we'll get more information.
So just because of that, just a good practice, the whole personnel stuff.
That's I guess what I'm asking is, like, when we're if you make a request or if I make a request and we say, hey, this is what I want to talk about, and it's a personnel issue. Mm-hmm. If when you ask a lawyer a question in a box, the question is going to get answered in a box. But if we say, hey, is there a part of this conversation that we can have that is okay to have an executive session? And then deal with it that way. But understand that there are sensitive things, obviously. So
a little part of a bigger.
Agreed. Understood.
That would make sense. Okay. Guess let's see. Judge Z was in my room.
What did Judge Z want?
And he wants some meth tax money. I said, Judge, I think that we use that all on Lifeline.
No.
And it
gets split. It's not all going to Lifeline.
Doesn't it?
No.
So does Vets Court get some of it?
No.
They
did not request the extension of their grant.
That's why.
Who gets that tax?
I can tell you.
It goes half to the courts.
Let me ask you a question. He mentioned two-tenths.
Two-tenths is what that tax is.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. So
half goes to the courts, half goes to treatment.
Right. So half is already going to the courts. So what courts? Yeah.
Except for the Veterans Court.
Because they were still under a grant.
The reason for that, they started that grant, they came to you, they came to the sixth floor, and they said, we're going to start this court, isn't going to cost you a penny, it's all grants, it's all good. Mm-hmm. So, and we're doing really good things for vets, and then Darvin's become the cheerleader for that. And even to the point where Judge Hagenson's written to us and said, this isn't us.
Yes, and he's not speaking for the court.
So the deal's been all the way along. You understand that the meth tax money's tapped out. And what we're doing right now is we're going back to the court. The courts get half the money, and they spend half of it on overhead. On what they don't like to be called overhead, but it is. Half the money goes to treatment, and then half goes to, you know, drug court coordinators and judges and prosecutors and defense attorneys and all the things it takes to run one of those courts. And so they're really costly. And we're having a study done on that now to determine whether there's a less expensive way to run the courts. Maybe some money will pop out of that, but I don't... I mean, we meaning the Board of County Commissioners, have been remarkably consistent with Darvin on that issue.
So, when we go down and we go forward with this, is mental health any part of this? So, RSN is a whole different funding.
Yep. All different.
That's drug and alcohol.
That's grant and pass-through money.
Yeah, from the state.
We don't give any money to RSN.
Well, I don't know if we got some going, but I don't think so.
It's all grant money, no, sir. Vanessa may give some of her from some of the reserves, but very little.
So he had mentioned something to Mark Bolt about a WSU evaluation.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking
about. We're doing an evaluation right now.
That's the study you're talking about.
To figure out if there's a more.
But that's WSU.
It's basically it's a takeoff on lean. Okay. How can we get there cheaper?
Good.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
And the courts are going
to be mad. I was only getting parts of what he was talking about. And
trying funny to understand how that
works. Do you want me to send you the email I sent him about his question?
No, I just got everything answered right there.
Perfect. What else you got?
And that's it.
It's work. I got one thing, but I'll do it afterwards. But just for the three of us, I need guidance. So why don't we go into staff stuff?
Fire away.
Kelly.
I got a spray.
Not yet. That's next week.
So you passed the invocation.
Okay, and so instead of going, there's a long list, so why don't we read this, and then we'll get the comments on it. Is that okay?
Expectations for next Tuesday?
You got somebody?
I was actually going to, he actually offered to somebody else, and so I was going to contact him, and that was Jerry King.
Yeah, I saw Jerry today, actually, but briefly, I just said kind of
wait. I was
done. Hold on.
The recommendation as the very final item there is what I was suggesting might be a good way to start out, since they're not necessarily a church per se, but they do work on behalf of the jail.
So the chaplain's program?
Correct. And I spoke with Dennis Mason, who's the chair of the board. He indicated they're all Christian-based.
One of the things that we were talking about, even though that we were told that Clark County is 70% Judeo-Christian, that they were still looking or expecting equal time, even though other religions are in the minority. And you and I talked about that too, that we might have some vacant time that no one is there to do it.
I started trying to create a
list.
But
even then, if we have someone come and do an invocation and we don't have anybody for 2 weeks, then the next guy coming back is another Judeo-Christian.
Right. And so if they're all...
Then we still get in trouble again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they'll say you're all... So, they're all majority.
Yeah. So, and I think it's going to be a practice that we have to be very aware of.
No doubt.
And keep record of who's who and what dates. And
totally agree.
And
So are you okay with having the chaplaincy have the chaplain service just do it next Tuesday and then
sure.
Okay. So we'll look at the list.
Yeah. Ask them.
Yeah, and ask them for next Tuesday. Tell them you know, the time limit kind of thing, and they know.
I got thinking though. 2 minutes is a long time.
It's a long invocation.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Catholic. I know how long
it is. It is a long invocation, and, you know.
So I so say, would just are you going to talk to the chaplain over here? Or do you want me to talk to Jerry Keene?
I can contact the chaplaincy. That's not a problem. Two minutes is not too exceed, so they can certainly go.
So you want to talk to? I want to ask Jerry Keene if you're going to talk to the.
Sure, I can call
whatever,
Dennis and ask.
They're different. Yeah.
Yes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
The only thing I want to point out on this is that This is a difficult list to put together. I'm trying to compile the information as best I can, but please don't hang your hat on this. This is just for your information to show how we're starting to progress to develop a list.
So where's the? What about the Church of the Spaghetti Monster? Didn't someone mention that yesterday? And the sequential polygamists. I mean, how are they going to be represented?
What is that?
I have no idea, but that guy who came in who said he was a sequential polygamist?
Is he an established religion?
Is that what it means?
That's what I took it as.
Divorce and remarriage.
Okay, so he was all right. It was
kind of tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek then, because I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So
how do I get in?
Yeah, well, that's not what I was thinking. Enough problems.
There are a lot of groups out there, but I think the idea here is those which have sort of a religious orientation. So I'm trying to keep it somewhat.
I expect a couple of things. We might get something like that, or anybody that's not a Judeo-Christian would say, I'm not going to go, and then we'd be forced to use all Judeo-Christian, and then we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
So if we can't get anybody else to be here...
That becomes an issue. Agreed. Yeah.
One other thing I toy with is put it on a ballot, asking should the county allow an invocation. Couple reasons. It would show support. I believe it'd be a high support, probably greater than some River of Crossing. So what I'm saying, I would expect 80% saying it would be okay to have invocation, and that would give us a little solid ground.
Still doesn't help us with a constitutional claim.
I understand that. I understand that. My gut feeling is that we're going to pay for most of this election this year. And so the election
costs. Because of what you decide to put on it.
So it costs the same whether I put one thing on it or four things on it.
It is definitely marginal, the difference between the two. Something worth thinking about.
So I just threw it out there.
Okay.
That's all it is.
And as far as the list goes, my suggestion is there is a tax. IRS recognizes religion, recognizes different religious beliefs. One of the papers that I read during this whole process said that that when you have established religions, if that is what you are looking to do, then the establishment, generally speaking, comes from, is it a recognized religion under the tax code?
Right.
So go check the tax code for all of the established religions, and then you can figure out, is this list inclusive at that point?
Okay, hold on. And so, you know, I'm trying to get these more or less local. Some are inviting Clark County residents, even though they're in Portland, so somewhat akin to our work commuting. They're commuting over there for their services. So I include some.
Rabbi George?
Yeah.
I can't remember his first name. He was doing the Meals on Wheels thing.
Uh-huh. He was at the prayer breakfast.
Yeah. I think he's an Oregon resident, but he's over here all the time.
Yeah. Well, and the new synagogue, the rabbis, I forget her name. What's her name?
Well, she's a neat lady.
She's great. Oh, yeah, and so anyway, so we have
she's options. She's a cantor with a stunning voice, if you have never heard her.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
It's probably Elizabeth Dunsker.
Yes, that is,
she's
I believe.
List
is. Okay.
So just
cool.
One thing that I will say, the challenge with this project is going to be the implementation, and so
we agree.
The when Bronson was bringing up the issue yesterday about the 50% threshold and how that really didn't fly with the courts, so I asked him. I said, "Well, do you have a percentage you would recommend?" And you know, there is no real percentage we know at this point. So I put 40% in your guidelines, and with what we have here is a categorical list where we're going to try to achieve something along those lines, if in fact that's where you want to go. So
I don't know.
Just so you know.
I don't think we can.
I
don't think we can do 70% Christian.
No, and I don't think this is his suggestion. This is just the number within faith categories on this list.
Oh.
Meaning we need to get more.
I thought you were talking about
the other
racial.
Yeah, we'll get more on the other one.
We're going to err on the side of caution.
Yeah,
all right. That's all I wanted to point out.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. What
thank
else
you
got?
Great.
That it? Axel.
Marty and I are going to come up next Wednesday or the Wednesday after and present kind of a concept that a citizen brought in. This is a concept you've already been made aware of, but basically the idea, and this guy Dave, he was really cool. He actually brought in he had a write-up for it, but the idea is some kind of a permit amnesty program in the county, because we have a lot of non-compliance obviously out there floating around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these folks are nervous and scared about becoming code enforcement cases.
Yep.
And so he's got some concepts about some actions, just some good ideas about how we could, for a period of time, open up an amnesty period where we say, hey, we'll cut you a break on the fines and fees. We'll do X, Y, and Z to try to help you come into compliance, but you've got to do it within this time frame to try to get a lot of these people dealt with in an orderly way. I just want to give you a heads up. We intended to talk about it this week, but we were too busy.
So that's something you'll come back to us
with? We're going to come back to board time and just sort of present the idea.
Cool.
In more detail, and then we'll follow up with Dave to let him know.
I think in so many cases, like I have a case right now I'm working with, and I haven't had time to meet with Marty on that either. Often people don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do one of those already?
They don't know, and they're afraid to ask, and that's the problem.
Well, yeah,
and
I know we do.
We were talking about doing this for small home businesses already.
Yeah,
so this is just kind of an expanded version of that.
And I think it's a neat proactive thing.
I agree.
Cool.
This gentleman keeps coming in. I bumped into him in the hallway last night. I think, is it Joe
Levesque?
Levesque. I can't pronounce the last name. He called me today, too. What do you want me to do? He wants us to write a letter.
Us to individually read his proposal, and I told him I would read his proposal and then get a hold of him, and then... and then if we agree with his proposal, it could work. He wants us to write a letter.
And I was joking with him, because I was like, look, you know, it's been my short-lived experience that most ideas as significant and profound as the one you're pitching come down to just a few simple things. So what are you going to do? How's it going to work? And it was all a secret. So I said, well, you got to give me something to work with here. What's the secret?
You got to go to the hotel for the training, to actually get the whole program.
I got a little window. I got a little window peek.
Yeah.
So
he gave you the one.
He assured me he would let me in on the program.
It's like if you have a mortgage and it's a $100,000 mortgage,
sure,
that you only have to pay $50,000 on it. I said, wait a minute, Joe. I said, nothing's free.
Right.
You go, yeah, your payment's less, and so-and-so gets part of that, and so-and-so gets part of that.
Sounds good to me.
Millions of dollars, but
somebody's
getting hosed, yeah.
If it includes student loans, I'm in.
Yeah, I hear that.
That's why you're interested.
Exactly.
That's why I'll be pushing the program. A heads up, the cranes, Crane Manor, we had the issue, we did the comp plan thing, we've tried a couple other, met with them on site. We met with them here. Crane Manor. They got into some trouble sideways with code enforcement last year over doing events at their kind of big mansion without a permit.
It's like some historic manor.
Yeah. And before that, their son got into some code enforcement permit issues because he's operating kind of a granite business out of the back of it without a home op. So. Bottom line is, we've done what we can for them to include trying to put them on the docket, walking them through the process to come in and do a pre-app for their business.
Keeping them out of bankruptcy.
Yep.
The bottom line is, they have not come in of late. They have not done anything to come into compliance, and their neighbor is livid, and now another neighbor is becoming...
Isn't it the docket item that we'll be dealing with soon?
No, it's not on the docket, because it would have been a spot zone, and it does not qualify in any way, shape, or form for a comp plan amendment. So they either need to come in for a what's called a recreational event something. There is something in the code they could get, but they...
Do they know what it is?
They know what it is, and we went out there on site with the fire marshal and the building official and told them how to draft it up, how to work with the square footages and all the other things. They're just... In my opinion, it's a financial issue. They don't have the money to go through the process.
Is the process going to cost them so much to come into compliance?
Hey, it's going to be a Type 2 at least process, which costs money, and they're also probably going to be required to upgrade some hardware stuff. They've got to change some ramping for ADA. They've got to change some doors from swinging outward to swinging inward or whatever that is for the fire code. So, and the big one is they may have to put in an elevator if they want to use the top floor.
Ugh.
Because they can't have event and activity space that's not ADA accessible. And that's, we try to work with Waze on, well, can you just, use the, it's summertime, so can you use the yard and the
downstairs? Really small business exemptions for ADA.
Jim has come. Yeah. Now that's a new thing that's pretty cool that we're coming up with. But their square footage would not put them in their ballpark.
Huge,
I mean, they're
too big.
Yeah, they're, we're talking for home business. We can get you out of ADA. I think Jim's willing to go up to 600 or 800 square feet.
Yeah,
but they're huge.
So are we having sprinkler system problems?
I don't know that they'd be required to do sprinklers.
Because
it's over 300. Yeah, maybe.
Most of their stuff outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, I just wanted to give you a heads up, because they're probably going to call us. They'll probably call me, but they may call you. But they're
She got a hold of us. I forget her name, but she got a hold of us before.
What's her name?
I don't remember. Yeah, what's her name?
Is it Carolyn Crane?
No, Carolyn Crane's the
one.
No, not Carolyn. What is her name?
I gave you my file.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about.
No,
I have it.
Don't worry about it. But yeah. So we might.
I don't know why it's escaping me. Bottom line is, yeah, they're probably going to communicate with the board again, because we're gonna reactivate the code enforcement case. We don't have a choice. The neighbor is really upset, and she has every there's two illegal businesses there, and she has every right to be upset. And Donna, myself, Marty, and Jim are running out of excuses to tell her. So
I think we have to move fast.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I mean, I can see that if you've addressed everything,
Connie Crane, that's right.
Yeah. They didn't do a home business, but they granted it in the back.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try not to blindside her with the lien. I'll call her by the end of the week to let her know, hey, Connie,
this is where we're at.
This is coming.
Okay.
But it's not a lien. Is it a notice of shutting down?
Well, they stop working. But they issue a lien to come into compliance if they're going to continue operating.
So before they do
that's
the lien,
what I'm saying. We shut them down.
Yeah. Just say here's your options: you either shut down or they're going to have to do this. You know.
Well, then you.
I'll talk to Donna about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. The BPA comments. Are you here tomorrow, Commissioner Mulkey? I'm going to have you sign. Whether I have to drive to your house
Thursday
or not.
Morning. Thursday morning until noon.
Yep, that's tomorrow.
And then I'm available.
Afternoon? Okay.
12 o'clock.
Holly and I are finishing the comments tomorrow morning. Okay. Steve said he could sign Friday. I'll try to get you and Commissioner Medora tomorrow afternoon.
I'll call you and make a point to come in.
Okay. Great.
Can we use your signature?
I have grandfather day at school.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, you can also use the electronic signature if you want to take a look
true.
At them.
And we're due. So they're due Monday.
The electronic for that?
They're due Monday.
I'll come in.
Okay. I'll be here all day tomorrow. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all I got.
Cool. Holly?
Just doing that and working a little bit with Kelly on the invocations.
Good. Thank you.
So, Holly, did you happen to notice that during the State of the County address, I missed a half a page.
It did.
Did you really?
It did.
No wonder you're so fast. Skipped a half a page.
I had to. You were so long.
It's so true.
I was telling someone about that. He said, well, it went kind of long. I said, well, I figured he'd be long-winded, so I cut mine
short.
Nice. Strategy.
That's why the joke didn't work.
The setup was in the half page, or what?
Yeah, he was going to say, growth is going to come. I like growth. I ought to know. I have 23 grandchildren.
Oh, nice. Okay.
9 great grandchildren.
Got it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Encouraging the growth.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to talk about my re-election over there.
Nice. Glenn, do you have anything?
Nothing pressing.
All right. Cool. Bill.
Very quickly, work session requests are 4. The Youth Commission would like to meet with you on their policy assignment. They're very, very excited about what they're doing.
Good.
Bullying. They just had the Open Their Art Festival last night. I went over. And the amazing kids we have in that thing, you guys would be so proud. I mean, this one poem, I started crying sitting there reading it. What these kids are dealing with inside themselves is unbelievable.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oliver wants to bring back the sub-area plans and get your direction. Remember, we put those on the burner.
We told them to start from scratch. Did they?
They evidently don't have a direction because they're asking for direction.
We told them the direction in last year. We told
them,
didn't
hear you.
Go back to the drawing board, start over again, looking at what's already there and how you can make sure that you're not rezoning people who already have a property that they're using for a certain purpose, and do it in a way that's more respectful of, kind of a better blend instead of just throwing a, changing a bunch of comp plan designations. Because my thing was, don't be changing a bunch of comp plan designations. We told them that real specifically. There shouldn't have been any confusion.
I'll have Oliver meet with you then.
Along that line, that case I'm working on has to do with that 10% rule.
10%.
And I'm
for commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have a workout. Deal with what they call them. They work on a 1-to-1 basis.
Personal training.
Personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
What they do, and there's two buildings on this one piece of property, and the building that they're in, the other side's empty.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, they take in the whole property, and the whole property has two. So the other building, one person is using 2/3 of it, and this building over here, they're using half of it.
Okay.
No, they're using one of three spaces.
Okay.
So I don't know if that 10% rule, and that's why I got to get hold of Marty. 10% rule is for the whole property, or is it in that building?
I don't know. It's a good question.
And we tried to address this in these business communities,
mm-hmm.
business parks, and I don't know what we can do.
I thought the 10% was on the whole property.
I think you're right, because the intent is not to have, you know, little 100 square foot commercial pieces
right.
for every 1,000 mm-hmm. square foot building. The intent was to have 10% for yeah. the development.
Right, the entire development. So
well, that was a problem, that she wants a bigger area for the workout area.
Right. Well, and that's commercial, right?
They want to make it smaller.
Well, and that's the thing. If it was 10% of the entire property, that gives them more flexibility than if it was 10% of the building. They'll be able to make it bigger, but I don't know the dimensions of the overall property, so I don't know what that looks like. Marty would know that, though.
It's just in 1,500 square feet of what she's supposed to come down to. And she said that
1,500 square feet? That would mean the entire property was 15,000 square feet.
Not very big.
That would be really small.
Yeah.
So
that 10%, was the 10% meant for an office? Or
the 10% was meant for a site. So for the entire site, it was saying, look, this is primarily for higher value business, but we recognize that, you know, you might want to have a bank or a store or, you know, a workout facility or something there primarily to serve the area. But, you know, if it doesn't just serve the area, that's fine. Who cares? And so the number that the group came up with was the 10% of the overall site, the whole property, not just one building.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, the 1,500 sounds really small. I mean, you'd have to have a really small site for that.
I'm just starting to get into it all later, but that is.
And when it comes to offices associated with what would otherwise be light industrial, they're not counted in the 10% for commercial.
Right.
So if you have 10,000 square feet of light industrial space, and 1,000 of that is administrative offices for that company, that's not part of the 10% calculation.
Can you, Kelly, can you help Commissioner Milkey
sure.
on that one?
I don't have all the facts yet.
Okay.
In fact, I left a phone message for Marty yesterday. I said, I know I'm going to have to follow up to remind you because he's busy too.
Okay.
And I just gave him the address and described the issue. He'll come back with more information.
Cool.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
All
right, well,
and
well, man, how
and if I have to, I'll come to you and we'll see what we can do.
Sure.
Make sure that they can have a business there.
Okay.
I don't want to run them off into my agency.
Two more work session requests. Oliver wants to start to talk to you about the comp plan update. That's for June or July, I believe. He talked to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Commission on Aging would like to meet with you jointly in June just to tell you what they're doing. They're very excited about what they're doing.
Good.
Two other quick things. Greg Kimsey will be coming with me on my meetings with you on Monday. He has some things he wants to chat with you about one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll be heading for a very, very significant uproar among elected officials in the fire community with what mm-hmm. Vancouver is doing with the EMS 2 mm-hmm. district thing. Mm-hmm. That will probably surface at our work session coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're going to get a full briefing from the people, the civilians, mm-hmm. and our staff who have worked through the last 2 years, and at the last minute, Vancouver is getting ready to opt out. And so that's going to be it. And so every fire commissioner, every civic councilman, and every small city mayor is writing a letter to Vancouver telling them, please don't do this, because you're going to raise prices for everybody concerned in terms of ambulance transport. And there is some legality issues in there because they want to do this pilot. They want to do a pilot. Levitt mentioned today in his speech about sending out an equipped SUV with paramedic equipment to see if that can work without sending out the fire thing. But the problem with that is they can't do that in Fire District 5 because it's not in the city limits. So Chris Horn is concerned about that and the liability that goes along with it.
Okay.
But that's coming our way.
Good times.
There was one other thing. I was scheduled to meet with Lori Volkman and Bronson about...
Not providing stuff on your private computer.
Yes. I'd like to have that meeting in the board meeting so we all hear it.
You don't want that.
All right.
If you want my personal recommendation, I would meet with them privately.
Is it something that
I'm
privileged under attorney-client?
We should do it during executive session.
That's what I'm saying. Is it
attorney-client?
That's
why they wanted to meet one-on-one. No, it's just between the...
Well, what I'm saying is I think it sounds like it might be something that we should all have the same information.
No, because the other two commissioners have complied with what they've asked for. And they sense, from what you said, that you didn't do that.
I didn't do what?
Look in your private computer for what is being asked for in the...
Oh, yeah. I don't have my private computer at work. And I told them they're my attorney. I guess they'll have to represent me.
Well, that's why they want to talk to you.
They don't need to. That's my answer.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, your attorneys didn't like your answer, is what they're saying.
Let's sue us. They can defend me.
So you not meeting with them?
No, I'm not going to give them information on my personal computer.
If it's county business, you have to, based on the request. That's what they want to tell you. And how much liability you're putting on you and the county if you don't do that.
So
that's what they're trying to meet with you.
So when I access my county computer down here, it's the same information here that I answer or put documents in, because I pull it out of here to print it or use it. So I'm not quite sure where that tie is. Unless you want to buy us all laptops, and I can use that.
They would like to talk. That's why they would like to talk to you to clarify the request. That's all.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
So we'll actually do it during executive session.
It doesn't relate to anybody but you. And that's why they want to meet with you one-on-one, which is, in essence, an executive session.
I think Commissioner Mielke is asking that all of us be there for that, though. And I'm okay being there for that. If you think it's...
I think it should be, because it's something that we haven't dealt with in the last 4 years.
Okay.
And I guess I'll ask him for an executive session.
I think it will be.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, because we're asking for attorney guidance on an issue, and that is definitely privileged.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. We're good. You guys,
I'm good.
For a second.
That's your copy of the latest version.
We are adjourned.
Yeah.